Hi everyone. I guess I just wanted to say, happy Pride, if that's something that you celebrate. I figured I would use this as an opportunity to maybe, introduce myself a little bit more and maybe talk a bit about, my thoughts on sexuality and I guess give you a little bit of a behind the curtain peek to the person that's attached to the voice. So I haven't really done a warm up yet, but I figured I would read a quick chunk of poetry, I guess. I may or may not cut this bit out. Anyway, it's a song by a group called Dream Jefferson, who are a Canadian hip hop group, I guess. They haven't made anything in quite a few years, and I know they are pretty indie. So this is from a release back in, I believe, 2014. So I guess parts of it just really touch on how I feel about some things, I guess, in regards to attraction and relationships. So everything you've ever had goes down the drain. At some point, nothing stays the same. Who's to say it's a waste of time? It's not. Living in the fast lane one day, it has to stop. What's the time on your watch? It goes tic-tac-toe, or is it tick-tick-tock? When the sun goes down, a shadow's shot in the dark. It won't come back around. It's not the same as the start. After a little game of I Spy with my little lion heart. It's such a weird, that's a weird chunk, you know? When the sun goes down, a shadow shot in the dark, it won't come back around. It's not the same as the start. After a little game of I Spy with my little lion heart. The diamond in your mind is sharp. It's the light shining through it that's the colorful part. What a humbling thought. The struggle before the spark. Then the big bang leading to big things. Making sand castles in the rain on a good day, a bad one reading Hallmark cards that songs have been sung. So hey, little drummer boy, give me something fly, just something to pass the time and rewind. I really just like the diamond in your mind is sharp. It's the light shining through it that's the colorful part. So I'll touch on that later. Anyway, let me start talking about the sexy shit, because that's what we're here for, right? I figured for Pride this week I would do something a little bit different. I'm not sure if I'll put a review out or not. But I have a sizable collection of dicks, and I like to color them. I like to collect them in all sorts of different colors, but I'm kind of a basic bitch in that I like rainbows. Who didn't grow up in the 90s and kind of enjoy rainbows a bit? So I figured I would do a small lineup of couple fun boys and work my way up them. As I look at them in front of me, I'm reminded that there's not a lot of difference between the two of them. But there'll be a picture of them on my profile, as per usual. We have seen one already who is the Cereacee from Gelatinous Creations. I figured I would give him a go again because he was fun last time. And then I have a Rainbow Odon from Strange Bedfellas, and it is probably it's not probably, it is the first Maw that I got. Maw designs have really, really been popular so far this year. So like the mouth with some variety of teeth and then a tongue or some sort of tongue-like thing. And this one has been around for a while now, and it's like it's one of my favorite sculpts in my collection. Again, there's just a lot of detail, and it stands up as an art piece. And I was lucky enough to get one that is rainbowy, so and there's a bit of glitter in it. It kind of goes from a pink to a green to a purple and a blue back to the green, and then blue on the base with green and pink marbled in, and some of that purple as well. He's kind of pastel-y. I'm not sure if I would call him pastel. The green is kind of yellowy for it to be a pastel, but there'll be photos. I did give the series a really quick rundown in my other review, but just quickly, he is kind of shaped like a weird horse cock. He's got all sorts of fun nubbies all over him, and I just did that review last week. I thought it was a lot of fun, so if you're new here, I would recommend that one. And then the one that I am going to finish with is the one that, okay. Let me collect my thoughts on how I want to talk about this boy. So I've been collecting Bad Dragon for quite a few years. There was a point where I took time off and wasn't really paying attention, largely due to finances. And when I came back and started paying attention again, they had some new models, and they had been doing these pours called Rainbow Auroras. So my understanding is, depending on the year, they are a little bit different. They change up whatever is in the translucent color. So mine is kind of a purple, pinky, pearly, opalescent. That's one of the, so it's a twisted marble silicone design, so silicone pour. So there's that shimmery opalescent is the one color marble, and then the other color marble is rainbow. So it goes from pink to an orange, yellow, the yellowy green, green into a bluish green, and then a more purple. You have some blue mixed in, and then there's like this more purple opalescent towards the base. Design wise, it is the Mystic, which is basically the unicorn horn. So it works really well with the pour. The design has ridges on it that are curved down around the horn. The head is quite blunt, which is nice. Insertable length is depending on how hard a person really wants to go, the length of my forearm. And I know at a certain point it is thicker, just as thick as my wrist. I don't play with this one a ton just because it is in medium firmness and it needs a bit of a warm-up. So that's what we're going to do. My tentative title for this track is Fuck the Rainbow, but in like the best way. So anyway, I might have to just shift my position a little bit here. I've been trying to figure out a slightly better recording setup to accommodate everything. My closet's good, but the floor space is limited. Hydration break, drink, boys and girls, and everyone in between. Happy Pride. Fuck me. The floor space is a little bit limited, and as I try to figure out a good spot for the microphone to get all the best noises, I sit here and start thinking I might need to get a second microphone, and then I need more space, so things might just sound weird and different for a while as I try to figure my shit out. But I want to get all the good sounds, I guess. Anyway, let me just shift my stuff around. I guess you can take this as a moment to get situated yourself, if you aren't already. This is kind of a weird question, but if you want to tell me how you listen to audios, like, myself personally, I like to make it an experience. So I'll find something that I enjoy, and then I will get situated. I tend to listen to things that are like 20 minutes long or longer, so it really is a work my way through the audio and enjoy myself experience. And then if I'm feeling really excitable that day, we'll just do that for a while. There's a lot of good stuff out there to listen to, so I forgot to undress. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, this is supposed to be a little bit more an about me track, because that's the only experience I know when it comes to sexuality. That's the only experience I can really talk about in any kind of informed way to the exact depths of it. So I think I might just warm up a little bit while I set up some context. I really hope my voice isn't like bumping all around. It'll be fine. If it sucks, I'll redo it. Oh no, I have to do it again. Oh, so hard. Oh, so wet. Fuck. Speaking of, yeah. So that's a good place for me, I think, to start. I'm hesitant to get into too many details of my formative years, just in regards to some of the influences that have set me up for success. But growing up, sex wasn't something that was really discussed. I remember one time being at a music store and wanting to buy a album, like a CD that had a mix of different songs. And one of them is called Sex and Candy by, I forget the band, but I could sing you the song. And my mother couldn't even say the word sex when she was reading the track list to like verify it was safe for my virgin ears. The irony is thick there. I don't really need to warm up, so I think I'll just start working with Sarah, my lovely little rainbow seahorse. So growing up through my teenage years and my early 20s, I didn't really have a lot of opportunities to think about myself in that regard. I'm gonna try to start with grinding, because then I can talk more directly into the mic. This one's still a little bit difficult to get started, but like, I know how good she's gonna be. What was I talking about? headspace to process where I was at sexually, what I was attracted to, how I was attracted to people, what I was attracted to. My aforementioned situation left me in a pretty fragile state of depression, anxiety, and a lack of confidence. So, fuck me, please. So coming out of high school and like hitting that young adulthood, I hadn't really had any relationships. I'd had a lot of crushes, and I was like the fucking quintessential nice girl, notice me kind of girl. Again, I wasn't really set up for success in social situations, let alone romantic situations, let alone sexual situations. I'd had the tiniest bit of experience giving a guy a handjob, and he was quite a religious upbringing, so we didn't even talk about it. He just like went and cleaned up, and I sat on the couch thinking, oh, that's what it's like. But in the mix of all of that, I guess, changing positions, I'm so eager to talk about myself. I'm taking my time, getting fucked. Such an ego. Yeah. Yeah. So, we didn't have a great internet connection growing up, but we did have one, and yeah, it was the early days of the internet, so there's some weird fucking shit on there. I'm a bit of a curious cat when it comes to stuff, so I think it's a drink break before I can't even move my tongue. Things are feeling really great though. I got my toy situated, and I am grinding on it a bit right now. We'll get to the noises. I know some of you are just here for the noises. We'll get there. I have another fun idea for next week, too, that will be more focused on the noises. So, if this isn't your speed, first off, you're fucking wrong. And second off, that's fine. There's something else in my library for you, I promise. And it's all good. We'll get into that, too. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. So anyway, I found internet porn, saw some really weird shit on the internet. The FBI certainly has a thick folder on me. Which I guess is the only part of that I can be proud about. I was into anime as a kid, so hentai is right up my fucking alley, which then just fed into my interest in monsters and creatures and dark possessions and fucking weird shit. Plus all the other porn. Hydration break. This is going to be a thirsty one today, I think. In a couple different ways. So internet porn almost certainly helped me develop my tastes at kind of a young age. Fuck yeah. He's just fun to sink onto, you know? Hits all the right spots. And he's so good for grinding. So good. Fuck me, baby. So I understood what sex was and how it's supposed to work according to porn from the early 2000s, and I guess, you know, it looks like a lot of fun. Usually they're trying to look like they're having fun, and even if they're not having fun, sometimes it has to hurt a little bit before you can enjoy it, you know? We can talk about that momentarily. So, BDSM, kinky stuff. I was a big fan of the kink bound gangbang videos until Kink ran into those issues with some of their performers that were quite prevalent through all of their fucking work. Really rough stuff. The really, abuse me, baby stuff. The real use me however you want kind of stuff. I was already pretty familiar with being in that position in life, so to speak. So, to me, it just seemed like that's how it was supposed to go. So, now that I'm a little bit further on in life and I've had some headspace to think about myself, I realize that I'm naturally submissive, with the ability to switch. I do quite enjoy being a mean bitch sometimes. So, and I can get a little bit egotistical. And then I get, a bit of megalomania. If you're familiar with Invader Zim, it's like that kind of energy. I'm literally not doing anything of any purpose, but I have the power. I can do whatever I want. That's a bit intoxicating and fun to play with, and I really do enjoy figuring out how to push the other person's buttons so I can make them happy. And if, fuck, being a dominant, in a dominant position, is an interesting way to find some of those things, and it's, again, really empowering. I just popped Cersei out. I'm not sure if you could hear, but, we might just... Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, Back to some grinding. Focus, focus, focus. Hydration drink time. Did you fill up your water bottle? I didn't. Fucking stupid. But I do usually like to keep it pretty full, I guess. So it's fine. We'll be fine. Everyone loves a thirsty bitch anyway. So dumb sometimes. Yeah, so I have to admit that there's almost certainly a male gaze aspect to how I view sex. I also, in my travels, found lit erotica, which really was a treasure trove because I could print the porn off and take it with me into my bedroom. And then I wasn't on the internet quite as long, and I didn't have to worry about tying up the phone line. So yeah, submissive can be switchy. I guess I should back up a little bit. I'm a cis female. I've got the tits and the cunt and the ass. There are some aspects to my physiology that make me an outlier as far as the cis experience. It's not anything that I haven't dealt with and come to terms with, but you don't have to bleed to be a woman. And if you think so, fucking come talk to me about it. I have opinions. I have opinions. But that's not what this is about. At least not those ones. Oh, what if I spin them a bit? Cis female, I do tend to be a bit more almost non-binary in how I present. Another part of my great initial situation is that I was encouraged not to feel good about my body. I was encouraged not to try to look attractive. I was reminded that I wasn't attractive anyway. So at a pretty young age, I just internalized the parts of that stupid message of don't judge a book by its cover. People are more than just what they look like. There's more to find out about a person than just what they look like to you. So that's something that I admittedly have struggled with for a lot of my life. And finally just coming around to this idea that, simply by existing, someone will want to fuck me. I think I have a thing or two to offer, and even if they're not attracted to me, maybe they want to hate fuck me. So, win, 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 win. So the flip side of that is, I find myself a bit on the asexual spectrum. Fucking drink break. Fucking grinding break, yeah. I'm occasionally a very skilled bitch and I can multitask. No, I can't. Focus. I'm on the asexual spectrum, and I guess the quote unquote label I'm currently running under is demisexual. I have a certain level of sapiosexuality that I just fucking have to admit to. And that means I find intelligence attractive, and that's gonna be different for everybody. That means different things for everybody. For me, it means that they can challenge me a bit, and we can joke around and carry a solid conversation where perhaps things can get a little bit deeper than just a casual conversation. I'm a bit of a thinker, partially due to anxiety, and I like to think about things. And it's really interesting to hear about what other people are thinking about and how they think about them. And even better when they can discuss it in an informed and considerate kind of way. See? That shit's hot. It makes me feel like a goddamn snob and a bitch, 'cause we're all intelligent in some way. I hope. Just because you can't engage philosophy doesn't mean that you aren't good at building things or I guess it essentially comes down to a certain kind of passion for understanding things and thinking about them. It's really weird and interesting because it isn't, it engages in a lot of different ways. So I feel like that plays a lot into my sexuality. So demisexual is this fucking bitch is so good. Demisexual is basically halfway between quote unquote normal and asexuality, which is you just don't really have an attraction to anyone, from my understanding. It just isn't how you feel. You just don't feel sexual attraction to people. That's not how I am. Physically speaking, I can pick out elements of a person that I find attractive. But I really need to get to know the person as a person. I literally have had friends that I have known and loved for years, and then they have made a really weird, hard political change. And I literally just don't see them the same way I used to. They literally, their vibe is completely different to me. Before they were friendly and agreeable and someone I could trust, and now, well, I can't trust them, can I? When they're talking about some of these things the way they are. So that plays a massive role in how I develop attraction. The flip side is I've had friends that I've known for years, and then just suddenly a fucking switch gets flipped, and then I have to deal with a bit of a crush, and it can be. It's been really confusing for a lot of my life because all of the messaging suggests that you should find somebody attractive, sexually, physically speaking. The personality comes second. And again, these are things that I hadn't really internalized in, that's how I process things, but I only had so much headspace to process how I was feeling and acting in these situations. So, I often found myself getting in my own way. Briefly, relationship-wise, in my early 20s, it was, you know, an experience. But really realizing that that's kind of where I lie on the spectrum, and that's how I function, it has felt, it's kind of been a massive weight off my shoulders in a way. Realizing part of the reason why maybe I'm vibing on somebody or I'm just not vibing on them at all, understanding how I'm processing that has been really weirdly interesting to analyze when I get outside of my own head, I guess. Which isn't to say I don't still have that doesn't mean I don't still have blind spots, but it felt like a piece of the puzzle had been dropped in, and the picture's a little bit clearer of who I am, but it was a massive chunk that was missing. It was a massive chunk that I didn't even know what I was looking for. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know why it was shaped like that when all of the other puzzle pieces are shaped like this. And it's only been through a lot of research and reading about other people's experiences and finding things I relate to even figure out what that puzzle piece looks like in some regard. And the dumber part of that particular puzzle piece is it's always shifting a little bit, I guess. I can also be a bit fluid in my sexuality in different ways. So it's very complicated, and it's been kind of a hard concept to wrap my head around. So I can only imagine what somebody who is attracted to the same sex or attracted to all the sexes, shout out to my bi-curious people, all the things in between, not being attracted to anyone, being attracted to some people but not others, being attracted to different body shapes that you were told are not supposed to be attractive. There's a lot of other voices outside that are telling you how you're supposed to be sexually. And some of them are really good voices. Some of them have really good information. So much of it's just fucking utter shit, though. Okay, I'm gonna take a drink and then focus in a bit, and then maybe we'll switch up toys, and I'll try to switch up the topic a little bit. I guess that leads into drink. I'm not gonna lie, I'm probably gonna keep doing these rambles no matter how people feel about them, because it's a great reason to to play with myself. I'm really wet, and he's filling me up in a good way. Just a little bit stretchy, and again, it's got that really interesting S curve, so it doesn't take a lot to change it up a bit. Oh my god, this is gonna be a long one, boys. Okay, I'm gonna pause to just save this quickly. Fuck me. Then maybe I'll speed it up a bit. Gas pedal. How's that go? I'll come back with it. Okay, we're back. I literally just exited out, saved, and came back. I have to look that up. Something about grab the wall. Jiggle like you're about to make that ass fall off. Wiggle while you're trying to make that ass fall. It's wiggle. Gas pedal. I'm sort of, like, I'm excited, so I'm a bit dumb. So in figuring out my own shit. One more time, then we're gonna change out the toy. You had a plan, bitch. It's falling apart as we speak. That's okay, it's a long month. I have a lot of rainbows to fuck me. Fuck. Move on. Fucking move on. Okay. Put him up there. Out of sight. Out of mind. Oh my god. Are you fall on me, that's fine. What a mess. Okay. Really quickly, I'm moving to Odon. So, he's shaped like a tongue. He's got kind of like a bulbousy part at the bottom that is arguably a knot. Oh, the fucking mess. I'm gonna have to clean all my shit up. Sexuality. Okay, let's get this. I think I'm just gonna assume the position, though, you know. Hope you're having fun. I hope you're having fun. Slow down. So, I guess the really fun part about the moths is, I'm just gonna sink onto it, let it stretch me out a little bit. It's like I'm sitting on his face, you know? He's going deep. Licking me out, eating all the best parts. Oh shit. The firmer firmness makes it a different kind of thing, you know? So my sexuality has been complicated to figure out, and I'm not even that different from a normal person, I think. I think a lot of people need a bit of an emotional or intellectual connection before they really get invested in someone. If you're talking about relationships, as far as attraction goes, I guess for me it's more a matter of, I need to know I can trust the person before I let myself get too attached, I guess. So for that reason, it makes it really interesting because I find myself attracted to all sorts of different people, physically speaking. For the most part, I'm bi-curious, not bisexual. I haven't really ever been super romantically interested in women, but they look like so much fun to play with. And I come back to, if there's some kind of spark there, I don't see why I would write it off. I guess I like the variety it offers, to be a bit fluid in that way. There's so many different things to explore and experience in the world, and I don't know why a person would limit themselves unless they want to. You know, it's a the really fun thing about sexuality is everyone's different. I'll give you a full review of them later. So I guess I talk break. Oh, fuck, I am. It's disgusting. It's so wet. I find myself really struggling to understand why you would want to limit other people and how they want to explore themselves and explore others strongly within a consensual space. Of course, there's always those caveats that really revolve around consent. Why wouldn't you just want somebody to want to fuck you? You know, consent's a heated topic, and I don't want to get super spicy on here in that kind of way today. I'm into CNC, and a lot of the stuff that I find interesting carries a certain level of risk to it. So I see sexuality and how we explore that as a space that always comes with risk. It always comes with risk, though. They can hurt you physically. They can break your heart. They can steal shit from you. They can tell everybody your worst secret about your body. There is always a risk in letting someone else in. So, I don't care if the ropes are scary. You know? We'll have a set of scissors right there. We'll have our safe words planned out, because talking about that shit is really hot, too. And I think everyone should be able to get what they want in that regard, again, within reasonable expectations of what you can expect from someone else. If they're a really great person that is open to trying out all the weird shit that you want to do, that's someone worth investing in for a little bit, I think, at least. Because there's a certain level of respect and consideration that has to come with that to engage in some of that play, at least for me. I know some people can just hop right in and get the shit whipped out of them, and then they're good to suck cock, and then they're good to go home. I just find myself appreciating the part where I know everyone enjoyed it, and I know everybody likes everybody, you know? So again, demi, it's more complicated for me than it might be for some other people. It might be really easy for me compared to some people. We've all kind of got our own different hang-ups and things to sort out. Even if you're straight, there's still stuff there to work out, I think. Why do you want to choke her? You know? It's okay to want to, I think. It's not okay to do it if she didn't say yes to it in some way. And it needs to be discussed. But why? It might tell you something about yourself that you can then figure out other ways to engage or play with. It's all really complicated, you know? It takes a little bit of time to figure it out and piece it together. And a person should be really fucking proud of themselves when they do that. They should be allowed to be proud of themselves when they figure themselves out. The only thing you're entitled to is your own being, you know? And I think, again, with some caveats, I don't really want to, like, name them, but, you know, if you're into children, I'm sorry, my dude, but you need to talk to somebody about that. You need to work on it. I think there are safe ways to engage that kind of stuff. but you need to work on it pretty hard. And if you don't, it's pretty reprehensible. Anyway, that's not very sexy. Talk about sexy things. Okay, I'm gonna switch to the big boy. Oh. And maybe I'll talk a little bit about what I find physically attractive in people. I feel like that one's such a weird topic, though, because I come back to, I don't actually like objectifying people in that way. Drink break. Some of the most attractive people you might see in life are just black holes of toxicity. And there are a lot of just average looking people out there that have a ton of depth to explore and weird shit they're into and weird shit that they would be up to doing for you. And it's just not really how I like to think about people. Again, I can say, that one's hot. Ooh, that one's cute. But, there's just certain, personality aspects or, life stances that really taint the experience for me, if you will. I don't really think I'm into hate fucking. I'm just into fucking like we hate each other, you know? Mystic time. Again, this one's, you know, I'll let you know how far I get on it. My other ones haven't been very deep. And I feel like on this one, I have only taken it a little over half, I'm not gonna lie. Short girl. Gotta work it in. Sorry. That's how I am. if I know at least a couple of you like that. I'm so tiny. Just bend me over, Daddy. Just bend me over. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I hope I come real fucking good. I didn't even keep track. I should have kept track. Okay. There is another song in the world. Yes. There's a lot of songs talking about boys and how cute boys are, and like I said, I lean more towards being attracted to masculinity. I haven't had a ton of romantic experience with non-binary people or trans people. Yeah. Fucking deep. Shaking a little bit. I'm just gonna hold it and accommodate. I just accommodate it a little bit. I like boys. I like thick boys. I like thin boys. I like built boys. Blah blah blah. I think there's a song about it, or three, or a thousand.
I like a certain kind of vibe to them. I like different types of vibes. I like it when they can be fun and funny. I like it when they can be sweet and caring. Be a little bit mean sometimes, but in a good way. We need to talk about nagging some other time. Degradation. I want you to be mean to me, but I don't want you to be mean to me, you know? It when they're sarcastic. I'm really sarcastic myself. I like a good dark joke. I like it even more when it throws me off. I'm bending it. I'm bending. I'm grinding on it so it feels like the head is pushing against the front of my cunt. It's fun. Boys. Clean this mess up. I came into this like clean from a shower. I have to have another shower. Nice. Okay. I feel like one more for good luck. Where are we at? Oh yeah, this is for the boys that can go long and hard. I said I was gonna talk about that. Okay. Let me just switch my position up a tiny bit. Boys.
my people, all the people. I have to assume there are other people that are not male listening to this. Maybe? I'm not trying to gas myself up. I'm just trying to think of who this might appeal to. And I guess the answer is anyone into hearing dumb sluts moan. Fuck yeah. I know size is a thing for guys, and I know I don't help that by having such a massive collection of thick dicks. It's not about, I'm sure I've said this before, but it's not about how fucking big it is, it's about how you use it, how you're acting. The only place where a lack of self-confidence is kind of attractive is in a submissive position, and just speaking for myself, I don't find it particularly attractive. That isn't to say that it doesn't have an attractive quality to it. It feels really good, building someone's confidence up. It's okay to be a little bit anxious, but my dude, when she says it's okay, you need to listen. And if she's lying, fuck her. At least once or twice, then go find somebody new. Or don't. It's a really fucking mean thing to say to somebody. Oh, the irony. Oh, the context of this conversation. It's delicious. Fuck yeah. I think, that's how I feel about pride. I think, it's about understanding yourself, and it's about finding community of people who feel the same, or at least understand you and embrace you how you are, and help to keep your worst instincts in check and encourage the best parts of you. We all have that, regardless of who we love or who we're attracted to. It's about finding the sparks that align with yours and understanding what yours looks like. Oh, yes. You can't force people to be something they aren't. You have to give people room to be who they are, so then they can be the best kind of person they are. And I think, in my mind, from my perspective, that's what pride and LGBTQ, etc. rights are about. It's about making space for people who don't fit into that very specific mold we've been given. And there's so many more of us than we realize. I think we've been forced into boxes we don't belong in. And it's great that we can talk about it now and we have the language. You know, it doesn't cost anything to just be, give people the space to be themselves, you know? Anyway, that's my lecture on, my sexuality and how I feel about it. I think I need to swap up one more time and get this once or twice more, and then it's okay to stop, because, you know, we've been going for a fucking long time. I don't want to cut it down. Did you keep up? Can you let me know if you kept up? I have an anonymous feedback form at the bottom of my post. I know not everybody wants to have posts out in public on Reddit. It is completely anonymous unless you want to share your username. Let me know what you liked or didn't like, or what you want to hear more of. Like I said, there'll be more moans next week, or maybe later this week. We'll see how I feel. After this, it might happen sooner rather than later. It's, fuck. You know, just a mid-position change. Fucking rub out. My water bottle. I'm fucking dripping. The closet I'm in is in the middle of the house, and our area of the world is going to experience a heat wave this week. So the closet gets a little toasty. I'm having a fucking great time, so it's not all about the temperature in the closet, I guess. I feel like it rearranged my ovaries a bit. Come on. We can do it one more time. Maximum effort. Maximum effort! Be proud of yourself when you give maximum effort. It's all a person can expect or give. I know you're trying, baby. That's all that matters. I think I'm actually... So I guess here's a topic real quickly on things that are misleading in society. Yeah, I like a big dick for sure. I got down to the green on this one, which is, two-thirds. Guys, it's starting to hurt my cervix a little bit. Not enough to make me stop or get rid of the toy. But that's part of the reason why he doesn't get used quite as much. He's still gorgeous. I will, post a pic of him under UV lights, because he's gorgeous and he's kind of a prize and great fuck. I literally just sat on him for like 10 minutes and clenched and had a great time, so. We're doing excellent. Okay, one more time. One more time. With feeling. Just, yeah, I don't often... Where I am, we celebrate Pride a little bit later in the year, so I don't often hear a lot about, well, I'm not very social either. I was really excited to do something for Pride this year. Just because it feels like I'm not just... Again. I think we're all just fucking weird freaks. It feels really good to know what I want, rather than worrying about if what I want is what the other person wants, because we can talk about that. And if it isn't, that's fine, you know? I come back to the lyric at the beginning, the diamond in your mind is sharp. It's the color that shines through it that's the colorful part. We're all just humans, right? We're all just weird little animals on some level. Which doesn't mean we can't be smarter than that, but, you want a good fucking hard fucking, please. I don't care how it happens. I just want it. I'm gonna fucking wrap this up. If you hung out this long, thank you so much. I had a lot of fun. I hope I wasn't too boring or preachy or dumb. Again, more moans later this week or something, maybe. Just moans. There'll be a bit of rambling. I like hearing myself talk too much to not ramble. I want to say hello to everybody all the non-binaries, the trans, the ladies. You know, the world wouldn't exist without everybody, so. You're all valid. Unless you want to come in my comments and tell me how to do my job, then you're kind of being a jerk, but most of you are fucking excellent. Okay, bye.
One last reminder to hydrate. Take a drink. Especially if you jerked off to this multiple times. First, respect. Second, take a drink. Thanks. Bye.